Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My son might get kicked out of daycare for humping a girl in his class. Please help.
Oh, God. What a message to come out of the gate with.
I'm so flattered they thought of us.
They're like, I know who can help. Those two idiots on the radio.
Good morning, guys. I'm choosing to remain anonymous on this message, if that's okay. I really appreciate it. And I listen to both of you each morning. I never thought I would be writing in for something like this, but I guess I really have nothing to lose, so what the heck. Our son's daycare called about an issue not too long ago. He was humping one of his friends in the class who's a girl. And then he asked her if she could touch his what he likes to call Willy. And I know...
Oh, wow.
I know it's embarrassing and I'm beyond mortified. They've been friends since before they could walk and were very close with this little girl and her mom. Our son's 4 years old. And from the age of two-ish, he has humped on his bed, the floor, the couch, etc. And we spoke to him about it on numerous occasions. How is it only appropriate in private, except, oh, how it's only appropriate in private to do that. Okay. One time I punished him because he started acting up in the middle of a Home Depot, pretending to hump one of the potted plants in the garden section.
What?
God. But for the last year or so, it has, it's been a pretty rare thing. From a young age, we have been making it clear that private parts are for privates. And he should never touch other people's. I would love some advice about how to deal with this issue and what to discuss with him about it. Any thoughts or advice would be fantastic, especially if there's child counselors listening or other parents. I know it's embarrassing and I sound crazy, but I would love any help. Thanks so much. All right. Her son's four. He humped a girl in his daycare class and then asked her to touch his willy. This is
4 or 40. Like, wow.
So
this is crazy.
I know it comes off as ridiculous and, you know, it's hard not to laugh, but at the same time, it's a cry for help. Yeah. This could be concerning.
Very much so. Very much so.
Parents. I'm trying to think back.
Did you do this? Is this a you thing?
I can't.
Let's get Lois on
I don't
the
know.
Line.
How do I go back in my head 36 years? I don't know. 585-252-9800. We'd love to hear from you guys on this. Okay, so what do you do? I mean,
just what you do with a dog. Swat it away.
What?
Just do what you do with a dog.
No.
Swat it away. This person says, is this a child or a dog? I'm so confused.
No,
seek help ASAP.
Yeah, this is a four-year-old.
What is he, a dog? Is he identifying as a dog? You have to get this under control. A four-year-old should not be humping. P.S. My actual dog got kicked out of doggy daycare for doing the same type of behavior. So I'm in favor of the school staff. Wow.
Now, first of all, there's a couple things that went way south here, okay? First of all, he did it to another child. It happened to be a girl. But then he took it a step further and was like, touch my private part. I'm like, no, where did he learn that
and
from?
And then he was humping a fern at Lowe's.
Home Depot. Get more done. Let's go over to Krista. Good morning, guys. Yes, I am laughing. But the place where it crossed over the line from seemingly normal child behavior to questionable is when he started doing it to his friend and asking her to touch him. I would probe further into where he got that idea from.
Yeah, that's the biggest question on the text line. My question is, where is this four-year-old learning this?
I would possibly consult his pediatrician to see if this typical behavior for that age is alarming, or should this be considered a red flag? Because I don't know, as a parent, I would be extremely alarmed.
I don't know if I would consider this typical behavior by any means. This person says, I'm a kindergarten teacher, and this happens sometimes.
Yeah, it happens
He has sensory input issues, clearly. You need to talk to an OT ASAP.
You got to get an OT on the phone.
I feel like, you know, an occupational therapist would do wonders for sure.
Just to see, like, hey, you know, Chet, where's your head at?
Chet. Who's Chet?
I don't know. I'm just coming up with a name. Oh, you know what I mean? Chet. I know. It's probably a ridiculous name.
I was like, ChatGPT? What?
Megan says, I remember I was babysitting a toddler once. He was my mom's cousin's son. He was 2 or 3, and I was probably around 16 at the time. He asked me to play a game. I said, okay. He climbed under the covers. Then he said, okay, now we take off our clothes and we kiss. What?
Okay, so
what blows my mind that a kid would know something like that at 3?
So
what's going on?
This person says, is there an adult in his life behaving inappropriately with him?
That's a
this
great
seems
question.
Very concerning.
That is a great question. Can we hear from some therapists owing in this morning? We'd love to hear from you if you happen to be listening. 585-252-9800. And if you are just tuning in, we got a message from, I won't say her name, but she wants to remain anonymous. And her son could potentially get kicked out of daycare for an issue. He caused a scene not too long ago. He was humping one of his friends in class who was a girl. And then after he got done humping her, he asked if she could touch his willy.
Okay.
Right.
Of course.
Chris is texting in. Does the child have access to technology like a tablet? If so, I would suspect he's been seeing some things you probably wish a four-year-old hadn't. That's a great question.
This person says, I love you guys a lot, but why on earth is this mom calling you and not a professional that can actually weigh in instead of asking for community feedback?
So, all kidding aside, this message comes in on Facebook yesterday, and I'm reading it. And the first thing that popped in my head was like, what does she want us to do? I was like, I'll read it. Yeah, I was like, what are we going to do?
Nothing.
Here's a therapist. Good morning, guys. Therapist here in Rochester. Just a heads up to that mom. Asking another child to touch his private parts is a potential sign that's worth investigating. Please do not ignore it. It could be nothing, but that's not a reason to look away. Also, the behavior was something that I did as a child, and I was sexually abused. All the adults in my life knew this, but did nothing about it. Pay close attention to his actions moving forward. If this mom wants my number, I would be happy to speak to her free of charge. She left her contact. All right, I will definitely hold on to this and pass it along to this mom.
Definitely concerning, to say the least.
That's one resource. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Highly recommend the book Sex Ed. It's all about what's normal and not for kids up to the age of 6 regarding sexuality and how to encourage a healthy sexuality themselves. It also has CSA prevention advice in it. What is CSA?
Maybe like sexual assault. I'm not sure.
Oh, got it. And then I have a text coming in from a Gina. It very much sounds like a pediatrician or GP visit to establish a cause if no known explanation exists at this time.
Right.
Kids that young typically don't do that kind of thing unless they've learned it from somewhere, or if there's no medical or psychological explanation, have them meet with someone. Yeah, but going back into daycare and risking this taking place again, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think
know. By the way, What do you say to the little girl's mom? How do you have that conversation?
So sorry, my son humped your daughter and then asked her to touch his willy.
Yeah. But if it makes you feel any better,
get away from me.
He also did it to a fern at Home Depot.
Right.
All right, I'm passing this number from this therapist.
I think it's time
over.
we bring this to somebody who can do a lot more.
Well, we never expected it was going to be us, but of course we have a platform. We use it, and some people, they weigh in and they help, kind of like this woman.
Go ahead. One more text. I'm a child psychologist and a mom of a 4-year-old boy. This is not typical behavior by any means. This usually resides when a child has either seen too much of this behavior on television or have been getting this done to themselves. I would definitely recommend seeing a child psychologist just to chat and see if there's any underlying concerns.
Thank you guys so much. We can't do it without you.
No, we literally can't. We literally can't do it.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. There's a lot of text coming in here, but we have some help we're going to go ahead and offer our listener here. Hey, if you are still listening, best wishes. Thank you for the message. Your secret's safe with us. We're going to take a quick break. It's Peaks My Mornings. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
How many times are we going to say this on this specific show? We are just...
We're not going to do it. We're not going to reward bad behavior.
We're not going to do it.
Never have, never will.
And I can't believe that this is a story that we're reporting on. Monroe County Sheriff's deputies arrested 3 men on Sunday after allegedly stealing hundreds of dollars in what, Moose? Take a crack at it. Just
stealing hundreds of dollars.
In...
I have no idea.
You're not going to even take a stab at it.
Condoms.
So close. Energy drinks.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
They really were like, Red Bull gives me wings and I can fly away from the cops. No, you can't. The deputies, they said that they responded to the Wegmans at Calkins Road.
Oh,
just before
no.
2 p.m. after receiving a report of 2 men loading a cart with energy drinks and leaving without paying. Upon arriving, deputies saw suspect pushing the cart towards the car in the parking lot. The first suspect was a 31-year-old man named Zachary Buckingham.
Zachary,
he was taken into custody.
He knows better.
After a brief foot chase, deputies found the second suspect, 33-year-old Nathan McCoffett.
Nathan.
And the getaway driver, Theodore Knapp, 22 years old.
Theo.
Not Theodore. Listen, guys, I mean, if you love energy drinks that much, just go to Costco. You know, you can get in bulk for a cheaper rate.
Okay, so they stole...
Also, if you're drinking that many energy drinks, your heart's going to explode. I hate to break it to you.
We don't know if it was for them. There's got to be a reason they were taking that many energy drinks. and not paying for them? What are you doing with them?
Over $400 in energy drinks?
Right, redistributing? You're not drinking all that. There's no way. You're not doing it.
That would be one hell of a way to go. I will admit that.
I haven't touched an energy drink in years. It's terrible for you.
It's not good.
The people that love energy drinks.
Do you remember when like...
love it so much. Like, I know people who are obsessed with Monster energy drink. They'll tattoo. They have the logo tattooed on them.
Disgusting. Absolutely. It's just disgusting. Do you remember when Bang Energy was a thing?
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, it's cotton candy flavored. I'm like, okay. Your teeth are rotting out of your head, but I literally love that for you.
I'm going to go to the gym and I'm sucked down this rock star first.
When we were in high school, Jolt was a thing, and that was like literally killing people.
Oh, I never told you. Like, yeah, Jolt was. Yeah, it was like 7 cups of coffee plus alcohol. So I don't think I ever told you this, but when I used to work out at the... LA Fitness in Hollywood.
Yeah.
There was a guy who had a heart attack at the gym. He was bench pressing. He was a bodybuilder.
Shut up.
Turns out one of the trainers at the gym said he had like 3 energy drinks that day before he went and worked out and had a lot to do with it.
Stop it.
They're just
seriously?
That's what I was told.
I mean, I don't doubt it.
That's what was confirmed. Coming up on the show, we have a listener by the name of Charisse, who will be joining us live to share why all men need to stop doing this one thing because you are turning women off. And it's the exact reason she won't be going on a second date with a guy. We'll tell you what it is and talk to her coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I found this to be extremely polarizing.
Absolutely.
How many of you, like our listener Charisse, refuse to date a man who uses a straw? There are some women who want a guy who is over 6 feet tall. Some only mess with a guy who makes over 6 figures. And then you have people like Charisse who thinks any man sucking out of a straw is a total red flag.
It's crazy.
Isn't that right, Charisse?
Yes, it's so cringe. I know it's unpopular opinion, and I'm totally fine with that, but you cannot be a manly dude and suck your drink from a tiny little straw.
Okay.
It just looks so silly.
Yeah. And this happened to you, is it safe to say recently, on a date?
Yeah. Yeah, I was on a date with this guy. It was going well. He was good looking, and then he orders a vodka soda. And he starts drinking from this tiny black little straw, and I just couldn't contain my laughter. I mean, he looks so ridiculous.
But it's the lips around.
But tell us why that's a huge deal breaker for you, the sucking of the straw. Because it's okay if women do it, right?
Yeah, it's 100% okay if women do this.
Okay.
Women doing this is crazy because most of them have lip injections to the gods, and they're swallowing the straw whole. You know what I mean?
All right, Charisse, you go on this date, everything's going great, and then all of a sudden he picks up his Tito's soda, what have you, sips out of the tiny little straw, and that's it. Your date's over for you.
Yeah, I just can't do it. This is no guy should ever act tough and then start sucking from a tiny straw. It just demolishes the image.
So how do you prefer they suck out of a glass?
Just lips to glass.
Just lips to glass. I get it. I get it. Like,
let me ask you something, Therese. What about like fast food? Do they get a pass?
Yeah, I mean, I get that. You know, especially if you're in the car, everyone does it. You know, but it's the tiny straw specifically. It's the tiny straw specifically. Yeah, absolutely.
I get that.
Just so embarrassing.
Okay. So you start laughing in this guy's face on the date because the date's going well. He starts sucking out of a tiny little cocktail straw. You laugh in his face. His response is what?
Let's just say we didn't have a second date.
Oh, man. Dear. It's getting harder and harder to please women today. Mm. You got to be so careful with your next move.
Truly.
You have to. And so now.
This is crushing everything.
Listen, oddly enough, I'm not disagreeing with you on this, Charisse, because there's been times when I've been out in public It's not like I'm drinking an old-fashioned from a straw. I mean, there's certain drinks that use a straw. There's certain drinks that don't. An old-fashioned isn't one of them. But have I been very mindful of sipping from a straw when I've been out in public? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I have. I have, because I feel ridiculous when I do it. However, I didn't think, though, that it would keep me from having a second date with someone.
Well, public service announcement. Now you know. I don't care what woman you ask. They all agree every girl is going to be turned off by this.
Is that true, ladies? We want to hear from you this morning. 585-252-9800. We have to know.
Again, I've said it once. I'll say it again. I just feel like women are looking for any excuse to write a guy off. The straws, the this, the toenails. It's a lot.
Why do you think that is, though?
I think they're honestly... Not to read Charisse like a book, but I think you're scared. I think you're looking for an out.
Are you looking for an out, Charisse?
No. I mean,
listen. No, you listen, Charisse.
High standards. I'm sorry.
Charisse, let me give you a little life lesson in love, since I'm an expert, right?
Right, right.
You're never going to find the perfect person that checks every single one of your boxes. Your partner is going to do things that drive you absolutely crazy, but you're going to learn to love them because you love who they are as an individual and they have a good soul. You just checking one thing, the date went perfectly and they sipped out of one cocktail straw and you're like, that's the deal breaker for me.
Deuces.
Charisse, I didn't say the day went perfectly. I said the day went fine.
Well, can I ask you this one thing then? If he hadn't sucked from this tiny little straw from his cocktail glass, would there have been a second date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there would have been.
I'm shaking my head. SMH.
Breezy is...
I'm beside myself. If you don't want love, just say that. If you don't want to pursue something with someone, just say that. Well, but you can't go around at everybody. If he curb stomped a child, sucked out of a straw, and then called you a bitch, yeah, maybe we don't go on a second date.
Documentary did you watch last night? Well, listen, Charisse, let's leave it at this real quick. Did he ask you why there wasn't a second date?
No, I mean, I laughed in his face. He got mad. And then it was like pretty clear for both of us that there wasn't. It was a mutual decision to not have a second date. Let's put it that way.
You would agree, though, that it is rude to laugh in someone's face.
But I also, like, we had a conversation about it. I laughed. I pointed it out, how silly it was. And, like...
Did he ask you for a second date, though, afterwards?
Yes, he did. He did. Text me after.
And he has, okay, so you wanted to do it again, in which case you replied.
Yeah, I just replied back, sorry, I'm just not feeling it.
Right,
got it. All right, we're going to get to some text messages.
At least I didn't bring the straw up again. I didn't rub it in his face.
No, listen, hey, this is a very interesting take because there's probably a lot of people that agree with you. They just don't have the heart to tell anyone that they feel the same way you do. I don't know. Oddly enough, there are some points you've made this morning that I kind of agree with you on. Thank you for calling up and being a part of the show.
You're welcome.
All right, Charisse. Hey, good luck out there. It's tough in these streets.
You'll be single forever if you don't learn to lean a little bit, but good luck, Charisse.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Breezy. Bye.
Bye, girl.
Bye, Charisse.
Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
I'm laughing at this text that came in from Ben that said, I had a work dinner with coworkers last night, and I was drinking out of a straw, and now I'm second-guessing whether or not I'm going to close that deal.
So stupid. This person says, I see why she's single. This person says, can you please ask this lady with the straw obsession if she would have stayed on the date if it was a big boy straw and not a little straw?
Yeah, she gives, you know, fast food straws a pass, so there's that. This woman can kick rocks. That came in from Becky. Okay.
This person says, this is the stupidest bullcrap toxic hot take I have ever heard.
I mean, you just can't win these days. This is what I'm talking about. It's tough on these streets, especially for men. We don't know what turns women on or turns women off anymore. It's
It's hard.
It's really tough.
It's tough for you.
It's just so much pressure.
It's a lot of work. This person says, pass his number my way. I'm happy to date a great guy, straw or no straw.
Straw or no straw. What happened? I thought you the date went great.
You should have seen his straw choices. Oh, golly. That was tough.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.